Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's give the Lord a hand for what we have already experienced this morning. Wonderful. I'm going to be reading from Ephesians 4:16. From him, the whole body, joined and held together by every supporting ligament, grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. This is a day that we celebrate as a community experience. It's a day when we allow the body to express itself in a more expansive way, and we allow the various parts of it to more fully express themselves in building up the body. All of that means that I'm going to be brief. This happens every Sunday where the body is working together and expressing itself, but it's mostly behind the scenes. So today we're bringing it to the fore so we can appreciate this verse in living color and see it in its more robust form. So what we want to do is to speak to all of us through many of us. This verse, Ephesians 4:16, is about connection. It speaks about being joined and held together. And there are all kinds of connections that we are familiar with. There's biological connections due to our DNA. There is the geographical connection, because most of us in this room are Marylanders because of our residence. So there's a connection through our geography. There are group connections, where we choose to be a part of selected groups and organizations. I am a Michigan State Spartan by choice, and they just happened to beat the number 4 team in the country yesterday. That's just part of the association. It's what we do. And yesterday I was among a large group of people who are members of AA. I had the privilege of officiating the service for one of their friends who recently passed away, and it was a blessing to be amongst that group of people. So we have all kinds of connections, but only in Christ are we eternally connected. And I love this verse, Ephesians 4:16. When I was thinking about connection, there were all kinds of verses that I could have drawn from. And you guys have heard me share on this verse so many times. It's like, Pastor, can you find another verse? And I'm like, yes, I can, but I like this one. And I want to share this one. I love it. I simply cannot get away from it. Whenever we talk about themes such as community or connection, not just because of its inclusiveness, but because it speaks of inclusiveness that is of divine origin and divine design. That this is an inclusiveness that God thought up and created. And so it is precious to me. And it starts with the words, from him. From him. From him, the whole body exists. Where did the circumstances that got me, Dan Beatty, connected to this body, the body of Christ, where did those circumstances come from? From him. Where did it come that got you connected with this body and with the larger body of Christ? From him. From him. He transported us from a vague religiousness to a personal and personalized relationship with him. Each one of us was invited. Nobody sneaked into the kingdom of God. Nobody bribed an angel to let him in the back door. Each person was chosen. Each person has a place. There are no spare parts. There are no random pieces. There's nothing in storage. There's no yard sale plan for obsolete items. You were called. You were called to belong to Jesus Christ. We read in Romans 1:6. And the body of Christ, hallelujah, is a colorful people. And he likes it that way. Just look at Jesus' disciples. We need look no further than the people he selected to follow him most closely, to see how he appreciates some strange folk. What a crew they were. What a crew we are. Y'all think y'all know my wife. What you see is true. She ain't faking, but that ain't all she is. I call it a something else truth. Y'all think y'all know Brother Jim Allen? Start talking to him. See what starts rolling out of him. All of us have our special weirdness, our special strangeness. And we may put powder on a little bit and comb its hair and put a little tie on it, but we all carry our own brand of weirdness. And y'all know how quirky and strange I am, so I ain't got to say anything about that. But we's kin. Like somebody said, we's blood, and we are forever. So you all got our special brand. Kimberly McCoy, we saw you, Kimberly, but we know. We know. Deidre Abbott out there, we see you. Mary Holly, you quiet, but we know. Terry Nash out there, one of our recent members who joined us and lives in Minnesota. Terry, you've been weird a long time, sister, but we love you. Got nothing but love for you. This morning, I seriously this morning, I was thanking the Lord for each part of his body that is a part of Valley Brook Community Church. I was just thanking him for each one that scrolled across my mind, because each one was placed here and each person in the body of Christ was uniquely chosen and specifically placed. The Holy Spirit says he places each one of us in the body just as he willed. And you talk about a special brand of weirdness, that's just Valley Brook. Think about what heaven's gonna be like. Oh, Lord. But the Lord likes it that way. He likes the mix. He likes the creativity. He likes the unit. He likes that special blend of us. All we have to do is look at the people that God has chosen, and we recognize he sure ain't stiff. It's silly, therefore, for us to compare ourselves to one another. It's not just not right, it's silly. And it's silly because there is no comparison. There is no comparison. Your effect for the Lord is neither bigger nor smaller than anyone else's. It's not better and it's not worse because it's exclusively yours. There is no comparison. That's not just there's no comparison because you are this or that. No, there's no comparison because you are you. And you are unique, and you were created by God and designed by God. And all of your life experiences and your personality and your gifts and your talents and all the things that make up you have been sanctified by the Holy Spirit. And he is repurposing it for his use. He's given you a special effect, but that effect is not isolated. It's part of the rest of the body, and it's intended to be used to build up the body. So this verse, Ephesians 4:16, it's about appreciating our connection to God and our connection to each other. And there are other verses like Romans 12:1-5 that speaks about this whole idea of us being connected, and it carries with it a caution. That passage, it cautions us to not think of ourselves independently and in superior, in a superior manner, regardless of our role. That's the caution there. It calls that kind of thinking, thinking more highly of yourselves than you ought. Instead, we are instructed in that passage to appreciate our interdependence. We are called to see the value in each other because this is how God sees each of us. He's asking us to look at each other through the lens with which he looks at us. And so he says, don't think more highly of yourself than you ought, because everybody who is in the body of Christ is my work and my design and were created for my purposes. Romans 2:11 says, God does not show partiality. It says he does not show favoritism. He has no teacher's pets. Somebody was saying earlier, I think it was Kimberly praying, that God loves none of us any more or any less. He loves all of us fully, fully. He doesn't show favoritism or partiality. So there's no disadvantages. You know, people size you up. And depending upon what they see, it can be a disadvantage. When you walk into an office to apply for a job or whatever happens to be our situation, you walk into a certain store, any environment, you walk in a particular environment and people size you up. And with God, there's no disadvantages due to our size or our shape or our color or our gender when we walk in the room with him. None of our perceived defects, and we all have them. We have our perceived defects that we think cause us to get less than what we could get if we didn't have that defect. If only I was so-and-so, my life would be better. If only I didn't have so-and-so, then I would have a much smoother ride. We evaluate ourselves and we look at our assets and our deficits. And those deficits, we say, boy, I wish. But God does not see those deficits. He does not see us that way. He does not view us through that lens. As an example, I was thinking about prayer. And some of us are glorious prayers. And it is wonderful. It's a gift. God gives that to some of us as an encouragement, not just as a prayer, but as an exhortation, sometimes as consolation. Prayer has different effects. And sometimes we can get off in terms of our evaluation. And we think somebody's prayer is better than my prayer. It's got a different effect, but it's not better. See, it's not a contest with God of eloquence or power or passion. He's not up in heaven or inside of us by the Holy Spirit saying, boy, that was a good one. He's not saying, amen. Because prayer is not, it's not a contest of eloquence, power, or passion. And it's not a competition of endurance. Like we think it is sometimes. God does not disqualify the inexperienced or the weakest voice, nor is he impressed by the loudest and most practiced one. Instead, he richly rewards all who earnestly seek him. Whether with a lot of words or a few words or no words at all. Because as we saw last week, even before it's formed on your tongue. He knows it all together. He richly rewards all who sincerely seek him in the atmosphere of humility. In the atmosphere of humility, a silent tear and a rousing entreaty are equal in value to him. And so we have the words of the Apostle Paul, 1 Corinthians 12:27. He says, now you are the body of Christ, and each one of you is a part of it. We are members of one another, and therefore we are connected now and forever in him. And I'm done.